Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's nice to see you. Well, I can't, but I'm trusting that you're there. So thank you for joining me this afternoon. Now, I think for a number of you, you may well know that one of my hobbies, I don't get as much time as I'd like, but one of the things I like to do is to make models and all sorts of different types of models. And I'm going to show you a few, and this is my Porsche 911 GTRS, and that it's Lego Technic, and it is very technical in lots of ways. So that's one aspect, one type of model I like to make. So Lego, and then there's things like this. This is a Mini. A 1275 GT. It was actually, it's a model of the rally version, which has been used. So, and that's radio controlled. So that's got motor in it and receivers and things of that nature. And then there's little, even down to little things like this. These are literally cardboard pushouts of a car, and then you fold them and tuck little tabs into here, little tabs into there, etc. So there's quite a few models which I do like to make, and those are all from kits. And in fact, this is from a kit as well, but I suppose this is one I'm really quite sort of proud of in lots of ways. This is a model of the Mayflower, the ship, I made this from scratch, and there are times when I have enjoyed really doing things, and including all the rigging and everything. And it comes from all the different constituent parts like this, all came in the box, and they all needed sorting and cutting and then fastening together and things of that sort of nature. But, you know, it takes a lot of commitment and a lot of work. There are some really important parts, and more particularly, these are very important aspects of it. And these were my plans, which I needed, along with some other written instructions as well. So these sorts of things, hello again, these sorts of things are very important when you are coming to create a model. Forgive me while I fish with the camera. Okay, now I'm back. But you know, when you have to be very committed when you're following through and following instructions. Now, I know men really aren't always that good at following instructions, but in this sort of instance, when it comes to making my models, then it's really quite important that we follow the instructions which have been given. So that's my first, and that's a very important skill, is being able to follow the plans and follow the instructions. Really, really important. Otherwise, all the parts, I wouldn't know where they all fitted, I wouldn't know how to shape them, what to make them, and particularly in regard to the ship. So the plans were an essential part of it. But there's another skill which I see was part of that in order to get it to the end, and that's patience and stickability. It wouldn't be in the finished state that it currently is had I not stuck with it, had I not persevered. And I have to tell you, at times it was quite laborious, and there's a lot of going back over it time and time again, the coats of polish and then rubbing it all down and the shaping. It's quite time consuming. And it took me quite a bit of time, as you can imagine. I think the ship actually took me at least a year or so. That's part time, of course, because I do have another job. Anyway, it takes a commitment. So the plans are crucial, and the patience and the stickability to see them through. Plans and patience. Well, one thing's for certain. Any plans that we had back in January, February time, this year have been well and truly changed, haven't they? Whether that be your plans for your holidays, days out, going out for meals, perhaps celebrating with family or friends for birthdays or anniversaries or things of that nature, even going to work for some people, that was part of the plan for the year, but now is not possible. And of course, even as a church, we've had to cancel all sorts of things which we usually do. Things like worship on Sundays, meeting in life groups, even events like concerts and the car wash, which we had planned. And you will have picked up that we've now cancelled the Hurston Fun Day as well, because it's just not going to be practical and normal to be able to do it. So all these, and of course many, many more plans which we had, and we've had both individually in our own personal lives, but also corporately together, have had to be changed have been altered purely because of the coming of this virus. And it's disturbed all sorts of things, and it's disturbed life in its flow. And in one sense, it's very frustrating. But of course, in the midst of those changes, for some poor folk across our world, and we may even know of people who've not only caught the disease themselves, but have also they've had to handle the real sadness of someone dying, having lost a loved one, perhaps an older relative, a parent, or something like that. It's been heartbreaking, hasn't it, as these stories have come out, even NHS staff. So our hearts go out to these folk who've got caught in this. And we need to, let's keep praying, if I can encourage us to do that, for this whole situation. But going back to my ship and the plans, the plans which I used were written by somebody for another person to be able to follow, so that I could create the final model, so that the final version would come into being. Plans are also required for all sorts of things in our lives, aren't they? Things like building a house. I don't know whether you like the program Grand Designs, because I do. It's just seeing what from the beginning and seeing how people are committed all the way through to seeing it through. But some make very good plans and some are not so good. But even if it's creating electronic equipment, I saw something on the news last night of the different stages of the ventilators being created. Fascinating. And so someone needed to have drawn up some plans. They needed to know how that was going to all come together. And most things require a plan before they can become a reality. God had a plan for his people Israel. He had chosen and he'd gathered and he'd grown them to be a people. He'd led them into the promised land, where he wanted them to prosper, to grow. And yet they thought they knew better. They discarded his plans and on numerous occasions decided to do it in their own way. They turned from following him and they worshipped other gods and turned their backs on him. And all this led to lots of problems, lots of difficulties. Situations arose, enemies attacked them, all sorts of crises and struggles arose as a result. And at one point, God allowed them to be overtaken even by a foreign power, and even removed them from their land, the land which he'd given to them. And they were taken to this place called Babylon, which you'll no doubt have read in the Bible. And this was not God's original plan. And yet, through it all, God still loved them. He still loved his people. He wanted his promises and the blessings which he had in store to be fulfilled for them. And even in that foreign land, even in that place of real difference of being, a place that in one sense was so, so far away from their home, God encouraged the faithful to hang in there. You'll know this passage very well, and you're probably already thinking, I know where Mark's going with this. But let me read you just from Jeremiah 29. And I want to read you the few verses either side of that well-known one in verse 11. And it says this. This is what the Lord says. You will be in Babylon for 70 years, but then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home again. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look to me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your land. Lovely words, and I know they are very special for many, many people. But they were written to the people as they were in exile. They were in Babylon. They were away from home. Things weren't in that normal situation. It wasn't in their homeland. And in one sense, we're in a form of exile brought about by this COVID-19 virus situation. We're not where we want to be, and we're not able to do what we want to do. There are lots of restrictions. There are all sorts of things affecting our lives. Yet, as he was with Israel, God is with us even in this season, even in this foreign land which we find ourselves in. It's a foreign place for us, isn't it? We need to trust him and in his plan. And in his promises for us. He still has plans for us that are yet to be fulfilled. Plans to bless us. Plans to bring us a hope and a future. But in the meantime, he wants us to keep our eyes fixed upon him. To remain patient. And to keep praying. To keep sticking at it. Not to give up. Not to deviate from his plan, but to remain faithful and focused, to keep in one sense doing the journey. I have to say there were many times when I was making my ship in particular where I just felt like giving up. It just seemed to be taking an age. It seemed to be really hard. There were difficulties and I was struggling with certain aspects, you know, which were hard. And in some ways, that's where we are today, isn't it? This lockdown, the novelty's gone now, hasn't it? The fun things which you wanted to do around your house have all been done. Your garden is perfect if you've got a garden. There are everything which we wanted to do has been done. But certain things which we do want to do, we can't do at the moment. And that causes frustration and angst within us. Well, I want us to take some encouragement in the fact that God knows our situation. He knew the people of Israel. He knew where they were at. He knew they were disobedient too. And even in their place of punishment, as it were, in Babylon, he still loved them. Even in exile, he still loved them. He still had plans for them. And his promises were still real for them. And I believe he's still in control of this situation too. He knows what he's doing. And we need to trust him. He's still the Lord. So get stuck into the plans. You know what they are. That's the scriptures, of course. And we need the wisdom and the stickability and the instruction. Then that's our praying and our relationship with God. But in all these things, let's not lose heart. Let's keep focused. the people of Israel, it took them, it was 70 years, God said. That's a whole generation. I hope and I pray, and I'm not predicting that we're going to be stuck in this for 70 years. No, God forbid that. But it's more the difficulties, the struggles, and being in a foreign place. It's not familiar to us, but God is still God, and God still has his promises. So let's keep our eyes fixed upon him. He does know what he's doing, and he is still the Lord, and we can hide and feel secure in that fact. He wants the best for us. And even in these days, let's not deviate from the plan, but let's follow him. Let's keep our eyes truly on him and listening to his direction. Let me lead us in a short prayer, let's ask God to help us. So, Father God, we come to you now. Thank you for the lovely story, the hard story in one sense, of the people of Israel, the struggles which they went through, the disobedience which they displayed many times as they thought better. They thought, oh, we can do this without God. We can do this without having to follow his instruction. And yet, Lord, we know that led them into difficult places. Lord, help us to learn the lessons from them. That even in this exile which we're in this foreign land which we feel as though we're in, and we're miles away from what we feel is our place of security and place of familiarity, Lord, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. Help us to keep your promises close to our hearts. And Lord, help us to be faithful, to stick at it, to be patient, so that, Lord, you'll see us through. We believe you will. You love us, Lord. You've got a good plan for us. We've heard plans which are not to hurt us or harm us, but to give us a hope and a future. So, Lord, we look to you and we place our trust in you in these days. And I pray that, Lord, you would help us to remain faithful and to keep following you, no matter how hard it might get. So, Lord, fill us and be with us by your Holy Spirit's power, we pray. And we ask these things in and through that lovely and powerful name of Jesus. Amen. So thank you again for joining me. Let's just keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus. So stay safe, stay 2 meters apart, obey the instructions, and I know God will continue to be with us. The Lord bless you.